All right, if you're a teacher, dial us up 704-570-9595, and you can stay anonymous. We don't need to know the school that you're at or anything. We just need to hear the time a parent, maybe even a student for that matter, tried to bribe you as we near graduation time. My dad said my middle brother, Kevin, he was failing one of his classes. I think it was math, algebra. And my dad told my brother, here's what we're going to do. Find out what his favorite alcohol is, the teacher. Okay. And so there's like 2 weeks to go before graduation, and Kevin was going to fail, and he didn't want to fail going into college. Mm-hmm. You know, you wanted to have no failing grade. You want to be ABC in the top three.
All right.
Sure.
So my dad said, here's what I did. I told him to find out the favorite alcohol that the teacher drinks. And he came back and said, teacher doesn't drink alcohol. And I said, well, that's BS. This is my dad talking. So I went up there after school, and I had Kevin show me where the teacher was. So I'm walking down the hallway. I'm going, you got into school? You just ended up walking down the hallway?
Well, it's a different time now.
1987.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he walks down the hallway, and he sees us. So I see the guy. I say, hey, you know, I'm Kevin's dad. He tells me how much he loves the class. He's really trying. He just can't wrap his head around this mat. What can we do? And the guy goes,
what can we do?
I understand that you're a pilot. And my dad said, yep. You know, fly for TWA. They're not around anymore. He said, what about the buddy pass system?
Oh.
Wow. That's a big.
And so my dad said,
ask.
My dad said, it didn't work that way. You had to be a family member. He couldn't just sign off buddy passes to someone. Like each one of his family members had like a little ID that said that we knew my dad. So he goes, I'll tell you what, how about I just cut you a check?
Oh,
I said, Dad,
gosh.
Did he accept the check? He goes, $600.
Oh my
Stop.
Gosh.
$600 to get. Well, at the time it was the teacher, the wife and two kids. So then I call my brother Kevin. I'm like, Kev, is this true? He goes, yes. And the teacher retired.
That afterwards.
Was, yeah, he did one more year, then retired. And I'm like, well, yeah, he retired. I probably put the $600 on black in Vegas.
Yeah.
And then my dad, knowing my dad's luck, nothing happens positive for the family, but he helped someone else. Can you imagine, though? I don't know if it's the same anymore.
I mean, by the way, if you're a teacher and you've ever been bribed, give us a phone call at 704-570-9595. I remember... you know, I remember my parents would do little things. Like I was failing German. I was like a D student.
Ugh.
And every year my mom and dad would make fudge and cookies and for Christmas to give all the teachers. And I remember like my dad's like, well, you make sure Mrs. Gomez gets a couple extra pieces of fudge. You know, that type of thing.
Because Mrs. Gomez was the class that you were having a hard time in.
Right, but I mean
storming down the hallway.
Right.
And then my dad cut him a check for $600.
I thought that story was going so many different ways. I thought you were going to say your brother came home, said he liked scotch, took scotch to school, and then got suspended. Like,
right. No. That's how I thought it was going to go, too. And I don't even remember the story. And I was 12 at the time. And I was like, did you ever do anything for me? And my dad's like, no, you pretty much had it all wrapped.
Mm-hmm.
Although I did. And I do remember sophomore year. My teacher told us so. Now, I went to a private high school in New Jersey, and the football and baseball coach was also our history teacher. And he was awesome because he didn't know anything, and he was just a jock, and admittedly. So he would read something out of the book, right? This is what we would do in class. He would go, in 1942, Germany bombed what country? And then you'd have to put up your hand and be like, Maney, Poland. Let me look. In 1942, Germany bombed Poland. That's right. 1 point Maney. I swear I'm not even joking.
I had the same type of teacher, bro.
Did you really?
Same type of teacher, football coach. He taught geography, and he would do his things with slideshows. Clearly, his wife or someone else prepared them. Because every slide was like, huh, how about that?
It was like he was seeing it for the first time.
I'll never forget that. There was... So he thought it was something, and he goes to the next slide, and he was wrong. He goes, how about that?
Yeah.
He was just like, look at it.
I loved it. He goes, now listen, a couple of yous are borderline failing. I like Jack Daniels and scotch, just FYI, but don't tell nobody I told you nothing. You know, like that.
And then it'd say afterwards, I'm just kidding.
You'll like this too, Roy. My buddy Jason bought an old cop car from auction for his first car because he only had like $400-500.
They're cheap, yeah.
Yeah, the cop car had 280 beat miles on it. You know what I mean? Like the cops killed the car, but they forgot to unattach the red flashing lights in the grill.
Oh,
that's awesome.
So with one switch, Jason could turn the red lights on, right? So we're like juniors in high school, and this teacher drove a gray Camaro, like an old Camaro. So we knew him. So we pull up to a traffic light. We're like, oh my God, is that, you know, the teacher? And Jason's like, it is. He goes, I'm going to light him up and pull him over.
Oh no, that's like a felony. That's like a...
that teacher's not... Did he pull him over
for
real?
We put the lights on, and he pulls over into a Dairy Queen parking lot. Mm. And so he's sitting there for a minute, and we're like, oh, God, what do we do?
You know? It'd be awesome if you guys still had the bullhorn in the vehicle.
give us an A, or we'll write you up.
Yeah.
But no, so we get out of the car, we walk up to the Camaro, and I remember him going... Manny's Jason, I should have known it was you. What's going on? What are you doing with them lights? We're like, oh man, you know, we got this, and he thought it was funny.
Yeah,
it's like, gave me a heart attack. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, he's busy cleaning his car out, like moving stuff around. God only knows what was going on in there. Still to come. All right, if you're a teacher, we just want to hear. I guess it doesn't happen. Nicole's on the phone with one person, but that's probably a complaint.
Because you pulled someone over being a police impersonator.
Don't do what I did. That was a long time ago, you guys, and the world is different now. But if you're a teacher and you took a bribe or was offered a bribe, 704-570-9595. What you got coming up in Hollywood?
So Justin Bieber spent Memorial Day weekend handing out this to his fans. I'll tell you what you could have been lucky enough to get from him coming up in the Dirty in 3 minutes.
Dirty with Lorette, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Hey, real quick before the Dirty, Loren, Anonymous is on the phone.
Okay.
Hey, Anonymous.
Hey, how you guys doing? I love your show.
Oh, thanks, man. Thank you. We appreciate you checking in with us in the morning.
All right. So back in junior year of high school, I moved here to the United States, and I had to take a Spanish class, and I could barely speak English at the time. So,
did you have a Spanish background?
No. I came from Syria.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And in Syria, bribery is, you know, like you make more money off getting bribed than your actual paycheck. And I filled out the transcript during an exam, during Spanish, and I put $100 on top of my transcript, and I went to turn it in. So I slide it on the table to the teacher, Ms. Ferrero, and she looks at me, and she grabs my transcript, puts it in her drawer, and hands me back an empty transcript with $100 back. So I had to do the exam all over again. At least she didn't fail me.
That's true. She didn't fail you, and she didn't turn you in, and she gave you the $100 back.
Hey, exactly.
I mean, culturally, you know what I mean? Like, he didn't know.
And I loved how he dropped her name like it was nothing. He is not ashamed of that story.
Miss F.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
let me tell you one more real quick since we're talking about high school and everything. Okay. All right, hold on.
All right.
So the same guy that had the cop car, Jason, he didn't care about school. Like, he ended up, now he's doing well. He's in medical sales, but you don't have to have a degree to get that. Okay, so you just have to have the gift of gab. So we're in the, like, you're like Dallas has the gift of gab.
Yes. Okay. But, I mean, okay.
So we're taking the SAT. We're taking the SAT, and it's supposed to be like a 4-hour test. 10 minutes into it, Jason gets up and hands it to the teacher. She goes, "What's the matter, son?" He's like, "I'm not taking this."
Seriously?
And then walked out.
What?
Really?
Walked out, dude. Just like any like rebel in a TV show or movie. You know what I mean?
You have to pay to take those tests. Like,
yeah, I was like, that was the best move ever.
Oh my gosh.
Proctor was like, "What are you doing, guy?" It's like, "I'm not taking this."
Oh my gosh, did he like jump into his convertible and peel off something cool too?
Seriously. I mean,
listen to this. He ended up going to William Patterson in New Jersey College. I guess he took it again.
Good college.
Okay, back to you.